I'm Jessica Michelle Singleton.
And I'm Steph Tolev.
We're slobs. Oh, man, we're so gross.
We really are disgusting people.
This should be not allowed. Hello, and welcome back to Slobs. We're here on my couch.
Yes.
Because the Comedy Store has crumbled. I'm sorry to say it. There was an earthquake and it went into the ground.
Can you imagine if they were actually losing their fucking mind if that was actually real?
Oh, I would be swimming into the pile. I'd be like, just take me. This is all I have.
Anessa Frantowski is here with us. She is a slob.
Very, very slobby, very worried about the store.
Yeah, it's totally fine, by the way. It's closed for a private event. I guess I should say that. It has been hoarded by Netflix. How dare they? I don't know if I'm supposed to say that. Beep, cut it out. And so we've been forced to corral everyone into my home with a tiny couch.
And a lovely accent wall.
Yeah, Thank you. Yeah. Also, by the way, for those of you who've been enjoying the new set at the Comedy Store, my living room was decorated by the same woman, by Katie.
Yes.
Laugh Cry DIY if you need, home remodels for cheap whores is what she says.
That's exactly it. I actually I did a fitting yesterday for this fool. I think I'm allowed to talk about it. And Chris Estrada, the main guy, his sister was the costume designer. And she talked about Katie. And I brought up the whole art. I showed her the set. She loved it.
Yeah.
She's like, that looks like a real fucking trailer. I'm like, I know.
It's great. I wish you could have seen the trailer.
I
bring you to the trailer eventually.
Yesterday, Steph, met somebody whose partner cuts your hair.
Oh, Megan.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. How nice.
You met her boyfriend?
Yes.
Husband?
Yes.
Long hair? Yes. Where'd you meet him?
At a music show. Andy Schaaf.
Oh.
Canadian musician.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
He's come to my shows before.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, big fan, big supporter.
Well, there we go. We love this. Yeah. I'm actually getting a bang trim today.
I was just going to say, I was like, aren't you getting your hair cut?
I am.
Just after this.
I have to whisper too, I am losing my voice and I do have a very big show on Monday. So this is going to have to be my tone here.
Big birthday show. Wow, sure. Big B-Day.
Big B-Day. Yeah,
you excited for your birthday?
No, I honestly thought I was turning 39. I found out 2 days ago I was turning 38. I had a mental breakdown. I was like,
You're younger than you thought and you went insane?
Well, because I thought I was 39.
So you've been freaking out about this is it.
Yeah. Now I'm like, well, here we are.
What a gift.
Yeah.
More time. Just more time until the big 4-0.
Yeah, that's the time where we women have to walk towards a cliff, say our goodbyes, and jump off because nobody needs us anymore for anything.
Goodbye, Hollywood, and you crawl out with your hunched over osteoporosis back.
No, I'm going to do 40. I'm doing a down runyon. I want everyone to watch.
Long fall.
But yeah, you know the hard way up runyon that's like really steep? Just knocking over a bunch of influencers that are doing fucking
with their selfie reels. cams, trying to get discovered. And you're like, all right, you have full makeup on a mountain. What are you doing?
I also want to point out that John, our producer, is sitting cross-legged like a child on the floor. No chair.
How should I be sitting?
I don't know. On a chair, maybe.
Do you think the Comedy Store has wires that aren't 2 feet long? Everything has to be in this...
This
four
is
four
hilarious.
Making good use of the ottoman.
I'm glad it's getting some use. Yeah, no, it just goes to show you never know what's going on behind the camera.
Do people use ottomans a lot?
I am obsessed with an ottoman. All I want is an ottoman ever. I used to craft my own at the movie theaters where I would take two booster seats, create a bit of an ottoman situation, get those legs up before they had the recliners.
Okay. Oh, wow. Innovative.
No one's questioning you that you're taking two booster seats and making your own ottoman.
There's a plentiful stack.
Okay. They're not boosting anyone else. Also, yeah, you're not going to mess with that woman who has gotten so comfortable she's kicked her feet up on the booster seats. You're like, I'm going to leave her alone.
Yes, I always complain on airplanes. That's what I need. I need a way to lift my feet. So I sometimes wedge them into that little seat pocket.
Oh, really? You're bending your knees and putting them in the seat pocket.
It's for like, the lower back.
This is better.
Sorry, this is some post-40 content over here. This is what you got to look forward to.
How annoying is that too when they think it's a kid kicking behind and they turn around and it's just you folded in half like an old European Nona. My back.
Like a pair of skis, just like a little Russian dumpling.
It helps my back. And they're like, okay.
I think if I turned around and saw that, I wouldn't complain anymore. I'd be irate, but I'd be like, this woman's unhinged.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
you need meds.
Yeah.
If you do something like that, you got to keep it consistent. No moving around. Just choose a position, stay, okay, so as not to disturb the other person.
You're
then
stuck
just
in
stay
fetal.
Locked.
Yes. You ever, when you sleep, do you ever put your head on the, like, on the front of the seat in front of you?
Tried it. Doesn't work for me.
Doesn't work well. No.
No.
I've done it. I also, I know those seats are getting smaller because I used to be able to put my head down on the tray and I have not grown.
Oh.
They're definitely getting tighter. I used to do, like, I would take a, you know, the neck pillow.
Yeah.
And I'd put it like a little face, like the massage table, and just stick my face in it down.
Oh, that's a great idea.
The masks on the plane were good for me because I for sure drool. I'll sit like this and wake up and be like, so, yeah, no, I did. I'd do like face mask. Here, eye mask, and just be the creepiest person on the plane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I still do mask on the plane.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, same.
Some good things about masks.
The plane. It's planes, in there.
Planes should have always been masked. You're just stuck in a tube.
Masks are also good when you're in an environment and you don't feel like making facial reactions. I love just being like a hard neutral underneath my mask. Just always like... Never having to do polite smiles and nods. What a treat.
I should do that to every comedy show then. Just put a fucking mask on, don't have to react to anybody.
Oh, yeah. When you're sitting
so you have to
watching.
Pretend to enjoy somebody's material. You're like, No, I was cracking up under the mask as you're just sitting there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. All right. Well,
we had Slobs fans come out to the show in Irvine last night. Shout out to some Slobs fans there. And we had some in, where the hell was it the day before? Ontario.
Oh, yeah. I had some in Escondido, too. They probably came to see you as well. But I think one of them even said they did. We love you guys. Keep coming on the road. I'll be in the Pacific Northwest soon, so come there. I'll plug it at the end. We'll all plug things. We're plugging. We're human plugs.
Yeah, we're plugging now.
Listen, let's cut to the chase.
Yeah, let's get in. Look, Anessa has slob stories, and I want to hear them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good segue. We just want
to
dive in.
Also, the fact that you have notes on your phone is where I want
to
start.
She had to like be like, well, which slob story should I start with?
There's so many. And I was thinking about this because I was like, you know how like when people are like have the one story where they've shit their pants? I'm like, one. Just one, you say. I've got hundreds.
How do you pick just one?
You know? Exactly. Can you tell the one that just happened to you? I think this is why the main reason I wanted you on the store on this pod because you literally just told me this like a month ago, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so like diarrhea in my family is not a thing. Like nobody thinks it's bad. Like it's like my family's favorite diet. People get jazzed when they get diarrhea. So I'm kind of like, it's been really normalized for me. Just like to have like constant diarrhea. It was, you know, like when you have a big sneeze and there's a full release.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I think I was just laying on the couch, coughed, shit on the couch a little bit, walked to the bathroom, couple of plops came out onto the hardwood floor, thought to myself, gosh, this would be really embarrassing if my roommate was home. But just like a humiliating experience of following up with a little cloth and... looking for a little trail of poo drops.
You also need to mention that Anessa does love to air out the push. She does love a long nightgown. She does. So that's
we need
the
to paint the picture.
Yeah, that's where the plops are so easily coming out because there's nothing to keep it in.
Yeah, absolutely. Wore a maxi dress in New York one time and similar situation. Straight down on the ground.
In New York.
And no, it just blends in. In
city. Yeah.
On the street.
Just a small plop.
Manhattan, baby.
You are. How have you not been in one of these videos where this? Remember this woman
and you just kept walking?
It was a panic. I was mortified. Thankfully, sweater around the waist, was close to my hotel, had to run in. But yeah, the old,
no underwear in public?
Well, I was wearing a maxi dress.
So why would you? You got to get the air up there.
Seamless.
Maxi dress. Not that seamless.
I get it's on your ankle, but...
Did you pick up the dress and step over the poop?
No, because
like a woman in the 20s going over a puddle?
It went right straight down. There was a nice straight pathway. It's actually better if you think about it. Better than shitting in my underwear and then sitting in shit. This one, it was bloop and gone.
It's so nice. I don't have the itch, you know? That's
wait,
good.
Was that diarrhea or a full plop?
Just like a nugget?
That was like a tiny little plop that started to get a little bit of diarrhea going. This is gonna ruin my life. People knowing this about me.
No, I think you just need to start wearing underwear. To be frank,
yeah. I think
if there's the so fact many plops you, coming out, you need to catch the plop.
Yeah, this is a recurring situation. And you're like, well, it's just you know, gotta go where the wind blows me.
But we're talking between these stories. We're talking honestly 7 years apart. Okay, now, that's not that crazy.
Seven
when
years.
So wait, what was the other? You said there's more than two.
Well, okay, so just to finish up, the time where I was like, oh my God, like, and I called Steph and I was like, I've never had this where I've had to go to the bathroom like 16 times in a night. Like, it was insane. And Steph actually picked me up my first time ever using Imodium AD.
Yeah.
An anti-diarrheal. And let me tell you something. Works like a charm.
Does
wow.
It?
Game changer. You were embarrassed. You had to go to the store.
I was so mortified that someone was going to recognize me in yep. Ralph's yep. while I was picking up. And I had to ask for it because I couldn't fucking find it.
Yeah.
So yep. I'm like, sorry, I need the diarrhea medication. It's not
of course
me.
You say, do. Steph Dolip. Someone pops up behind you.
Like, it's not for me. It's not for me. They're like, yeah, okay, it's for you.
Yeah, well, guess what? Just so everybody knows, it wasn't for Steph. It wasn't bad for me.
and
now everybody knows.
That's so funny.
But it was funny because you came out to get it and then you're like, I have to go immediately back inside. There was no time.
It just, and so now it's a game changer. Now I know that there is a medication. I did tell my brother about it and he's like, well, it's no surprise. Our family thinks diarrhea is cool.
Damn.
And then I told my mom about it and she went, oh, that's fine. Diarrhea. It's actually like a good diet.
Oh my. It's just a good diet.
After a week, maybe. So yeah, we're a pro D family.
Yeah, most families like, if you've had diarrhea for 48 hours, call a doctor. Like, wait a week. You're going to feel great.
I know. I remember learning, like, Bill Gates said that diarrhea is like a big problem around the world. It's still, and I was like,
it's
really?
It's one of the leading causes of death.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, because people get super dehydrated.
Of course. News to me.
I mean, not your family. You have the gene of surviving diarrhea.
You guys all have built that. You know those packs with the water that you're just always sipping on? You guys have them all the time on because you're just shitting diarrhea so much you can't get dehydrated.
You have to keep it in.
The Camel packs? You're just constantly sucking.
You're just walking around with an IV yeah. like a woman at a mental hospital who's broke free in your nightie. Yeah.
Anessa does love a nightie.
I do love a nightie. I am, again, some old school European belief of like, you know, letting yeah, things flow. Uh-huh. And Lord knows I don't care for a bra. I will be braless if I can. Yeah, today yeah, yeah. is a special occasion yeah, here. Yeah,
yeah, honored, yeah. honored.
But no, I'm free flowing. free flowing. I will say though, but yeah, I was a bedwetter growing up. Like, you know, peed my pants 1,000 times.
Okay.
Like,
I had that. Yeah.
You know, it's just
disgusting.
It's, yeah. Okay.
Oh, you've never done anything wrong? You never peed a little?
The problem is now I pee a little a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't pee as a kid.
Yeah, you don't sneeze and you get a little.
Now I do all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. Sneeze is a death sentence here at this point. We don't know what's coming out.
If you pee, that's great. If that's all you do.
Yeah, that's a good day for me.
I didn't pee out of my butt. This is a good day. Happy Wednesday.
Hey, it is a little bit like butt pee when you think about it.
This episode is for sure going to be called butt pee.
Yeah, that's the title.
Speaking of just a quick update, I know we did talk about a few weeks ago, Zach had that massive skin tag that I was repulsed by.
Oh, yeah.
Just want to let the listeners know, it is still, in fact, intact and has not moved an inch. I just want everyone to know.
Despite all of the comments you guys have left with
so many
interesting
comments.
Remedies.
Yeah, great remedies. I tried one of them. There was one where you apple cider vinegar and the tea tree oil.
Tea tree oil?
And
nothing?
I mean, he didn't love me doing it. And now
you're down there with a headlamp and goblet glasses.
I was really down there doing it. And I was really, he's like, it's kind of burning. I'm like, it's supposed to.
Yeah, it's making your skin fall.
I need it to go away yesterday. But it's still there.
Hey, gotta be careful. You never know that what kind of blood supply a skin tag has.
I'm getting close to
just get squirted
it off
in the face.
I swear to God, I'll cauterize it myself.
No, I was just thinking. I was just gonna say. I'm picturing you like every night trying to sneak down there, and you're like, "What?
Every night,
I was asleep too.
Every night, I just look at it and go, "Hey, you better watch yourself.
I got my eye on you.
And now that I've mentioned it, I can't look at anything else. I look at it when he gets out of the shower. I grazed my hand last night when I touched his dick, and I was like, I hate it. I hate it.
It's haunting you.
I hate it. It is haunting me.
This is the clip. Bit of
I
a
wanted
fixation.
To know. I hate it. It's bad. It is a fixation.
Yeah.
It's. I mean, the skin. They're gross. It's
and I
a
played
lot.
It down. I think the size. It's bigger than I think I said it was.
I think it's just becoming a demon in your mind, and you're like starting to hallucinate.
It's a twin.
Have we checked it out at a doctor?
Yeah. Are we sure it's just
no,
a skin
it's
tag?
Definitely a skin tag.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It's definitely.
Yeah. It's not like a growing tumor, and you're like, well, let's put some tea tree oil on it and hope for the best.
Yeah. No.
It burns me. It burns my eyes.
My eyes are burnt off.
Gotta be careful with tea tree oil, though, too.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't it
you
dangerous?
You are meant to mix it with stuff. I've learned the hard way.
Not down there.
Oh, I have.
Down there. Why?
I put it on something and I can't remember because what it was, which is horrifying.
I thought of it like an aftershave type situation. I thought, I thought of it like, I'll just, this will prevent any of those little red dots, you know what I mean, from shaving?
Oh, those little, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I did. Burned off a layer of skin, quite painful. Yeah.
So it worked!
No red bumps.
Wait, what'd you mix it with?
Well, you're meant to mix it with a cream or coconut oil or something. I did not know that, so I was putting like pure tea tree oil directly.
On the labia.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
and the whole area?
The whole area. Huge.
Guess
mistake.
What? Good thing. Thin it out. I might need some of that actually.
Yeah.
Could use a. I could stand to lose a layer or two.
I could use a trim.
Shed a couple pounds of skin. I just remembered, by the way, just so no one's left wondering what the fuck I put tea tree oil on. I tried to put it on. Remember when
Wait,
I had the bump? It's
go?
Gone. Okay, so I went to this woman for a consultation on maybe getting face stuff, and then I never got it. If you can't tell by my face, I. Have done nothing to it.
Oh, you did the peel.
Oh, I did the peel, but I went somewhere else for that. That was a friend who gave me a discount. You guys remember when my skin was falling off?
I do.
Not tea tree oil.
It's almost as
severe chemicals. Yeah. But I tried it with this. But yeah, she just aspirated it, just, you know, which was a little painful. But I'll say this. I had surgery twice because they were like, well, with surgery, it's less likely to come back. It has been a lot longer since the times with the surgeries. Like, knock on wood. She was like, it will come back.
It's always going to come back.
But like, it hasn't. She's like, it almost certainly will if it has come back when you've had surgery. But I think that this cosmetic plastic lady did a better job getting it out than the hand surgeon. So well, anyways, thank you, Dr. Fuck. Well, I'll Dr. shout Fuck. You out at some Good. Point.
I hope that is her name.
Thank you, Dr. Fuck, for ridding me of my twin sister. Sister.
So wait, what do you have over here?
I feel like this is...
Well, speaking of sister, I'm going to go sister route. I will loop back to one of my more memorable shit stories.
Okay. We'll just circle back like a toilet bowl.
This, because you know me, Steph, I don't have a single memory.
I will tell you right now, Anessa, and I always make fun of her for this, she'll tell me the same story on repeat. She'll literally be like... Oh, you know, the other day I was walking and I just saw this squirrel and it was eating a nut, weirdly. And I'm like, okay, I heard the story six times. And then she tells me that she got hit by a car and almost died.
Yeah.
Like the fireman came back to check and goes, what happened to that girl that passed away? She's like, it was me. I'm alive. Like this crazy story about her life.
Well, so, that's why you don't remember because you're getting hit by cars.
Yeah.
So what's this big story that you're going to tell me that I've never heard before?
Okay.
And I have hung out a lot, so I should.
Wait, do you
this.
Get like big surprise stories?
Big surprise. Like the death one came out and I was like, oh, like the time I was dying. I'm like, I heard the nut.
I get like that though. All the it's like I locked an unlocked memory where I go, oh yeah, this happened.
Well, it's more that I just focus too much on the boring stories and the interesting ones I forget to tell people.
But she loves squirrels, so what can you do?
Yeah, I definitely talk to Steph a lot about my wisdom teeth.
Oh, yeah, a lot of
They're very wise.
A lot of updates.
And now she has it on a necklace.
I know every single one. I know their history. I know what they've been through.
Is that Gerald?
So many stains.
Okay, so this was like probably, this is probably one of those ones that leaves an imprint on you. And if I like did extensive therapy, you know, maybe a lot of things would root back to this one. But really was into horses when I was young.
Oh, horse girl.
Really wannabe horse girl.
Oh, there's two kinds. There's the ones that have the horses and there's the ones that like, God, I want a horse.
Yes. And we, you know, we didn't really go to like summer camp or anything like that or whatever, but I must have like prodded my parents, find an ad in the newspaper for Canadiana horseback riding camp. So come with my older sister. So I'm kind of like the tag along little sister. The camp counselors are into me and I'm kind of like, you know, aww, like the cute little sister. We kind of make fun of the bedwetter girl who's there.
Yeah, and it was me, but I was blaming someone else and getting in another bunk.
And so the big like climax of the trip, first of all, terrible horse rider.
Horse, I cannot picture you on a horse.
Horse constantly running off, me getting really scared, just going, whoa, yeah, whoa, not being able to stop it. So disaster, finish last. They give you a ribbon at the end, me last place. Definitely bad horse rider. Okay, so that's that. So the big like culmination of the trip is they're going to do like a fake haunted house in the barn and you walk this way and the camp counselors all do this thing
horse
for you.
On the horse?
Yeah.
The
no, horse you're not on the horse at this
We're going to scare the horse and see if you live.
But you're in a big barn and it has, you know, one of those things where you like the slide things where you like swing like a zip
oh,
line.
Where you go across. Oh,
like
you
zip
love
line
those.
And you fall in the hay kind of thing, right? So anyway, oh, no. It's a bit of a long walk, and I guess I didn't take well to the camp food, but we...
You're wearing a child-sized muumuu.
I go to do the zip line. I land in the hay. I shit my pants.
You shit the hay.
And I'm probably like 7 or 8 or maybe...
oh, that is traumatizing.
So I kind of don't know what to do. So I just sit there.
Sit there.
And I don't move for a while.
But isn't the hay what the horses shit on too? So you just
yeah, but this is like, you know, all children playing around. Yeah. And so finally my sister approaches me and is like, oh, do you want to go do something? And I'm just like, no. And I guess my plan was just to stay sitting there, which is what I would do. It kind of shut down. Anyways, eventually it's revealed. The camp counselors all turn on me where they're like,
we liked you.
They're like, Debbie had toilet paper in her bag. Why didn't you just go ask her? You know what I mean? And then
no,
they're like, well,
that's mean.
This camp,
they're like 15-year-olds.
It doesn't have a shower because we go to the lake every other day and use the showers there. So there's no showers. So what my sister has to do is they say, well, you have to deal with her. She has to walk me back all over to the camp. I have to strip down naked. She uses a hose to hose me down. And like the memory is just her standing there like just with a hose, like just like, you know, when you put your thumb to make more of a stream and like spraying it on my butt crack. And I was just like, so, I mean, that's a humiliating image.
Oh,
just, like,
yeah.
Just T position.
Oh, you're fully standing
buck
out.
Buck naked, yeah. Getting sprayed down and like lightly reprimanded for shitting your pants again.
Like the way rednecks wash their dogs.
It's almost like you turn into a horse. That's how the horses get washed.
I did
the
turn into
spray.
A
yeah, that's what the
horse.
Hose was for. Yeah. Thank God we have this hose ass. Hose ass, ass hose.
Oh,
words are
hose.
Hard.
Humiliating. Anyway, Jesus. So after that, I noticed a shift in energy towards me at camp.
They started hanging out with the bedwetter girl. They're like, at least you don't shit the hay.
I learned that lesson, then I went, and here I was making fun of the bedwetter girl. I'd give anything to be a bedwetter right now.
That's how you learned empathy. You're like, you just never know what someone is going through or what's going through them.
Yes, that is true.
I shit at camp. It's fine. Yeah. Well, I didn't shit my pants. This is what happened to me. I went to Girl Scout camp. I was too poor for Girl Scout camp, but they gave away a free trip if you sold the most cookies in the county. So I fucking hit the streets. I was Tony Robbins for selling cookies. It was wild. I also took advantage of a woman who clearly had some sort of eating problem around the corner me. I mean, she was very heavy and she would like stock up for the, because you know, you used to only be able to get them then.
Oh, yeah.
She stocked up for the year. So that was my like big hitter. I was like, hey, Sally. Dude, when she moved, it crushed me. she would buy like 80 boxes of cookies.
80 boxes.
And I was like, you don't know what you're doing for the community. And by the community, I mean me going to camp.
And maybe she gave them away to people.
No, people were afraid of Sally. She just lived in there with her glasses, and it was Mississippi, and she was a woman who was alone. So people were like, we don't know. She doesn't have a husband. She must be a witch. I loved her.
In the freezer.
What if she just combined all the cookies into the shape of a husband?
She actually was probably the most, I would like, as a grown woman, if I lived in southern Mississippi, that would probably be the woman I hung out with. She had two giant dogs and just hung out with her dogs and ate cookies. She was living her best life.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Yes, meet my Samoa husband here.
He's Samoan.
No, that's the little Samoas.
They were called Caramel Delights in Mississippi because I think they're like, Samoa, we don't like them around here. Yeah. I don't know why they called them that.
Meet my perfect girl guide husband. That'd be so... It's a fun fantasy to think
about. Manifested him. He's melting. Yeah. I need more cookies because he's shrinking away. I ate his arm yesterday. I woke up in the middle of the night and I was like afraid of the dark outside. You had to like walk in the dark to the bathroom, but there's like snakes. We had seen a snake earlier that day and I like had to shit so bad. So I was like walking to the bathroom and I was like so scared and I had to poop so bad that like I panicked and I was like, I'm just gonna poop on the ground. And I just pooped on the ground, then fucking went back inside, went to bed. That's disgusting. I know that. And then in the morning, we all came out and someone's like, oh my God, there's poop here. And I was like, it must have been a bear or something.
Oh.
And people were like, oh my God, bears. And everyone was just like, do you think there's bears? And the camp counselors were like, I don't know. Maybe it's a deer. I don't know. I was like, it looks like a bear.
Is it a lot?
It was big. It was like a big, you know, the big like chunky turds. They're kind of like, you know, Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
And so people just were like, I think spent the rest of the summer wondering if there was a bear, or maybe the counselors were like, somebody shit out here.
I just can't believe you've gotten away with it. I think there's I'm usually not getting away with it. It's usually like,
yeah, no, I can't believe nobody caught me. But I, you know, I'm stealth. When my mother was a camp counselor, she was a Girl Scout troop leader for a season, and then she got cut from the team. But there was a like a camp counselor mommy and me weekend, and she and a bunch of the other moms snuck out after everyone went to bed, went to the liquor store and got a bunch of beer, and then at a Girl Scout camp where we're learning about nature and animals, buried the cans of beer just in the ground.
That's hilarious.
So they wouldn't get caught. And I was like, I guess me and my mom just fucking leaving shit in the woods.
Did you hear about this new movie called Cocaine Bear?
Yes, Nate's been telling me all about it because the like producer or some the marketing guy was in his like UCLA program. Oh. It looks great. It
looks crazy about like a bunch of cocaine. You heard about it?
I heard about it. It's based on a true story, right?
Yeah.
Buried a bunch of cocaine. It's not a true story?
It is a true story.
That's the one part that's true.
Yeah, they. I mean, they have.
Immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The shortest movie.
Oh, they, yeah, yeah, they yeah, greatly yeah, exaggerate, sense. But it's based oh, okay. on that, like...
I thought the bear got, like, addicted and was, like, gambling. And
yeah, just getting hookers. Yeah, it's like, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, it's just...
Vegas at a craps table till 4
a.m. I don't have a problem.
I've got a good business idea.
Yeah. Build a bear. Think about it. People love us. Dude.
That's how it started. That's
I'm interested to see it because, and this is, like, just inside Nate's... like class. Nate is my boyfriend and he's in like the UCLA producers grad program, but like I found another one. I got another victim.
I'm sure I'll get another boyfriend immediately after this podcast airs.
Anyway, what's that ring I gave you? It's pushing him out of your life. That's what it does.
No, it's the ring you gave me is wonderful, thank you.
Yeah, has it been, you feel like it's been bringing you good energy?
It's definitely been better energy than prior.
It's, what is that stuff called? I forgot. Are you trying to say something here?
Moki.
Moki? whatever. It's that crazy rock that, like, pushes your life, makes your life better. But, oh, so somehow in the conversation with this guy who's talking about, oh, he's from whatever company is, like, marketing for Cocaine Bear, the comment or question comes up of, like, you know, they don't really do comedies like they do anymore. There's no hard comedies. Everything's, like, you know, a drama and they, with a little bit of funny. And this guy said, he's like, well, I think that's about to change with Cocaine Bear. So I'm interested to see.
Oh,
he's
really?
Like, we got a real hard comedy coming out. And I'm interested to see if it is a hard comedy.
People are ready for some big laughs.
Yeah, I think
funnier than a bear snorting cocaine off a log.
Yeah. Plus we've got, I mean, Bert the machine with Bert Kreischer is coming out. So I'm hoping that. Have you seen the trailer for that?
No, it looks good.
Yeah, it's shot like The Hangover, kind of, like the lighting. It looks like a very serious movie where it's just fucking hilarious.
Okay.
So we'll see. I don't know.
I've been watching Ted Lasso. Now I know why everyone was so into it.
I need to start watching
it. It's so good, but it also is very serious. It's like some parts are very funny, but then I've been like really crying at it.
Oh yeah. Wait, let's take a quick break and come back and finish, like, continue on this.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, we're back. Ted Lasso, go.
Ted Lasso is so good. Sudeikis is amazing. I don't think I ever... I obviously knew he's a comedian.
You know he's like a really good, like, funny. Yeah, but to see him in a full role...
It's incredible. It's a very good show and all, yeah. And I like British actors, I think, better than...
Is Jane Lynch in that one, too?
No.
Why did I just invent that she was in it? Oh, the tall woman who's like British and carries herself well. I've only seen like one episode, and in my mind, for some reason, I picture Jane Lynch. Why do I do that?
They're all great. You should watch the show, and that's that. And there it is.
Is it making you want to be a fan of football, soccer?
No, it's just making me want to like do a show with British people now.
Hey, okay. Let's do a show with British people now.
I don't like British shows. I used to watch. Have you guys ever seen
Ab Fab?
No.
I love Ab Fab.
Keeping Up Appearances.
Oh,
yes. I was obsessed with that show. Hyacinth. I was obsessed with that show. Mrs. Bouquet.
I'm only laughing. I haven't seen it. I'm laughing at the impressions you've done in the past of this.
I'm obsessed with the show.
I need to watch it.
You gotta watch it.
Oh, yeah. Well, Canadians, yeah, we get a lot of British TV.
We do.
Up there.
I think we got a lot of British input.
Yeah.
Like a lot of.
In our sensibility.
Yeah. Speaking of Canadians, they're going screwy right now. I sent you an email that I cannot get over. I won't say the person's name. But there's a Canadian that I'm not really close with.
Wayne Gretzky.
Who sent me this wild email asking to promote their album. Sent me the press links. Sent me the album cover. Everything like...
Like you're a news outlet?
Like I'm a news outlet.
Like what, are you going to put it on your grid?
It was wild. Like you've never even asked me... For something like this.
Let me ask you
and
this,
we're
though.
Very close friends.
Yeah.
That to me is weird. Would it be weird if they had sent you, like, hey, I have an album, my album's dropping. Here's a link if you're comfortable sharing, if not.
They
is that
already
weird?
Did on Facebook and I ignored it and then they emailed me.
Because I'll sometimes do that if I have a big thing with like tangential comedy acquaintances where I go, like, can't hurt to ask. And by the way, only recently. And also didn't even do it with comedy. Did it with my country song. Why didn't I do it with my comedy? But like,
I feel like you're asking people who like are, you know, you're kind of close.
Yeah. When I don't send like an EPK, I go like, hey, I went like, hey, check this out. If you like it and you don't mind sharing this link, that would be cool.
That's normal. This is a very long email. There's so many links.
Dearest Stephanie,
roughly 8 to 10.
I hope
links.
This email finds you well.
Literally. There's a press. There's the press.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
That's...
It's insane.
That's too much.
It's a lot.
I also am realizing, like, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
No, you're...
But Tom Segura did share my country song, so it worked out.
I mean, there you go.
Did you hear that? Tom Segura loves country music. Send him country music.
Wow.
He wants you to DM him country songs.
Wow. Okay, well, that's good. Well, that's good to know. Well, sometimes...
I was like, everyone's going to be like, why am I going to send out?
Yeah.
Let's hear more slob stories from Vanessa.
Yes, we need...
More.
Yeah, we can't waste this precious time.
Should we pivot? I mean, should we pivot?
Out of poop?
Get off the shit.
Yeah.
What do we have? We've got piss. We've got barf. I'm just kidding.
You got other stuff.
Just embarrassing dating. Embarrassing living. Embarrassing...
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah, I got a bad one. This is going to be too personal.
She came over because she knows that.
By the way, I learned about TMI far too late. The concept, TMI, maybe 5 or 6 years ago. Boy, was I surprised.
Wait, you can give too much information.
Yeah, went down a big rabbit hole after that going, I've been given a lot of eye almost immediately. right away telling people a lot of things. Okay, so here we go. So at this point in my life, this was like, so I was a bit of a late bloomer, didn't get my first boyfriend until I was 21. So, and then was with two people. And then so by the time I'm really single, I'm in my 30s. Never really whatever. So I went on bit of a tear, as you recall.
Oh.
And so I was seeing an athlete. And I was, you know, probably now it's not a big deal, but back then I was quite jazzed.
I think it's a big deal.
I was quite jazzed, superficially, I'll admit. I was jazzed.
NFL or CFL?
Both.
Oh!
Both.
Big.
Both. I was going to ask what's large, but we just went into it.
Large. I wouldn't even have described myself as somebody who was into sort of like a muscular build, but when you see it in real life, it's thinks, something.
You could go like, that's not really my type, but when you see like someone who has got exquisite physique, you're like, well, I need to see what that can do.
You respect
it's like
it.
Men with like fancy cars. Like, well, I just got to get there and pump the gas a little.
Yeah.
Never seen a man with a fancy car in my immediate proximity, but seems like it would be a nice experience. Definitely. So it was one of those situations where, you know, you're a little bit at the end of your period, you know?
Yeah.
And so
or maybe
you,
that window.
You're at the end. But I did say, well, I think it might be done. Might be wrapping up.
I've said that.
Pretty soon. And then fun fact about me, I'm a bit of a extravagant finisher, so to speak.
I'm a big old squirter. This is Squirt Town. Yeah, that's fine.
This is actually a Squirt
Town. This is Squirt City. The real name of the podcast is Squirts.
Well, then perhaps you're familiar with this concept. So when you squirt and have your period at the same time, bit of a blood hurricane is what happens.
Oh, it's nice. It's like it creates
just a shower of blood all over the white sheets and towels.
So similar to like it does what the frames of your glasses, but with only one color.
You know, remember in the 80s, people were doing those kinds of splatter paints.
The Jackson Pollock.
Yellow, red 42, like, red 42.
Like if you were a police officer, you might say, has there been a crime here? Something bad happened here.
Something terrible has gone on.
And then also the reaction where he was like, whoa, and just frantically trying to grab a towel, big thing.
And then it was like the Lion King, just when he cracks open thing, and he's like,
my God. Was that the last time?
Nope. Next time I brought a gift. I brought two white towels with a little ribbon tied around them.
So he wasn't offended by it or repulsed.
Well, I mean,
not enough to keep him away.
I mean,
I would have brought red towels.
I see better gag. Better gag. Black, nice, safe.
Black sheets. You get in black wallpaper. You're like, they can't touch us now.
I've been getting dark. I've been bleeding a lot of my sheets, but not from down there, like from extremities. Like, I like cuts. I don't know. I wake up.
What?
Well, I have a hole in my finger right now. I punched the wall.
Are you scratching?
Okay, you can't just.
No, it's fine. I'm not scratching. I'm just. I think I'm really nervous. I have a tick where I like pick my fingers.
Yeah.
So I know. It's anxiety.
I'm crazy stressed out right now. I'm not well. But yeah, there's just blood all over my sheets right now. So I've been getting darker sheets now.
Well, I mean,
that's a slob thing to do.
I've done that on men's sheets when I fucked and didn't. The period. You ever get the like? There's that window. Do you guys get this where it goes away for like a day?
Yeah.
And then it comes back for a few.
It comes back. You get that little bit at the end.
But then you try to like. You're like, oh, maybe I would just squeeze a little fucking.
When you say you squirt, are you talking like a
you've been to
bloosh,
Las Vegas,
or are you talking like a hose?
Yeah, have you seen the fountains at the Bellagio?
Yes.
Bom 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 bom.
Is it?
One time, it like I usually am like just like a gush, but one time I guess it was just like hitting the right spot, and it was,
okay,
like flying up
I
in his
one time
face.
Had like a full water fountain.
Oh, I'm not you. I used to be like, I'm going to try to hit that shoe across the room.
Oh, you can like aim?
Like when we're saying fire hose, what I'm talking about, like when you do the hose and you push your thumb down to make it kind of go like it's like comical.
Wow, you have such control. I don't have control like that.
She also does it all of the time. Like we do it with
certain, yeah, with my partner now.
Anessa does it on her own.
Oh, you just can.
She can't not.
Can't not.
It's always been.
So it's coming out of both holes at all times.
Crazy. Can you imagine masturbating?
Squirting in the front and the back. I did once, and I was like, "Well, I maybe should just go into the woods and never need a partner."
Yeah.
I think it had also been. It was post breakup. Hadn't fucked anyone in. That's so sad. That like I don't. I have friends that have gone like a year, and I'm like, "I'll put you on my prayer list." I hadn't fucked in like 2 months, and I was like, I can't live like this, and hadn't masturbated because I'd been crying, and it was just, you know, when you go like vibrator to the clit and you're like, if I pass away, it's fine.
Wow.
You know that feeling? Do you guys know that feeling?
I have a
feeling
I know a few things Vanessa's going to say.
I just was like, have you ever had somebody not into it? Like not into the squirt?
Not that made me squirt. No.
Yeah, no, I haven't had. I think everyone I've had has been like, or some like alarmed. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, alarmed. I've had a lot of people quite surprised, not believing me.
What do you think that was a magic trick? And I hid one of those flowers somewhere. Just
has anybody been grossed out?
Yes. I've had somebody like where I was like, I guess on top of his face, and it was just like the silent lift and placed me aside. Like a lift off the old face.
I can see the face. Like,
that could feel like waterboarding. He probably was just overwhelmed.
Could be a drowning risk.
I could understand that. If you're just full ride, just.
He won't be dehydrated if he has diarrhea. He got a lot of liquids in him that day.
Another guy was like, maybe just don't drink so much water before. And I went, it's not that. I went, it is.
Someone said that?
Oh, yeah. This guy wasn't very bright. It's vulnerable to. Wait.
She squirts out of her mouth. You just shit your pants and come and barf at the same time.
Just powerful energy.
Loki.
He's a dog whisperer. Okay, so.
Moki, quiet. Okay, sorry. She doesn't usually. Moki, shh. Shh.
Moki.
That's Greg. Maybe she does smell your dog.
That's why.
The only thing she barks at is big dogs. She's got a problem. Insecure.
So
he's a big dog.
Let's wrap up the whole squirting chat here. Also, we need to mention that Anessa is wearing Crocs with baby Crocs.
With Crocs
on them.
Can we get these on camera, please?
We have not mentioned this once somehow.
This is Crocs on Crocs.
I think I could fit in those. Could I take two of those?
I think those are. You could fit in those.
Give me those bad boys.
So all in all, but the majority of people have liked the squirting.
Majority of people have liked it as they should.
Yeah.
What an adventure.
Yeah. Well, I think most guys
out there. You've been to Splash Mountain, you have now.
And it's shutting down. So the real Splash Mountain, not Splash Mountain. Yeah, they're closing it down. Why? Maybe they're going to redo it as like Guardians of the Galaxy or something, but they're taking out the, I think the movie it's from or the story it's from, they say is racist, but I'm like, it's a bear and a rabbit being chased by a fox. What are we doing here?
I just saw there was water at the end of the hill. Didn't know there was a whole story behind it.
I think most guys, even if they are like a little caught off guard, like they understand what squirting is. So there's that bro sports, I want to like hit the finish line thing. They were like, oh, fucking, I made her squirt.
I did this.
Which is funny because you're like, I did it.
Yeah, I did it.
I
can control it sometimes. Sometimes if I don't want it to come out, you can relate. Sometimes if I do, you can really get it going.
Yes. And certainly the degree and intensity depends on the partner, of course.
Of course. Mm-hmm. You got to time it right. I don't know if I already said this. I probably did. But I squirted right as my boyfriend was pulling out. Like we were coming at the same time. So he's pulling out. And it sounded like my water broke on the floor. Mm-hmm. It was a wild amount of just like...
It's
horrific.
Alarming.
This is a very important podcast because our bodies are gross and they're doing gross things all the time. And it is crazy to think about even having sex with someone in general because of all the potential gross things
that can and do happen. When you think about it, it's like the most vulnerable thing.
Yeah.
I had this thought the other day, which I don't know if it's true. We'll have to ask a male guest about, perhaps our next guest. You know how like guys, I mean, I know we, when we come also look a little crazy, but you know how guys just always have a fucking crazy face. I was wondering if part of it is like them trying to not look fully vulnerable. Like they're trying to like man through it, you know, where they're like, I'm tough.
No, I think most of them just,
is that just coming? Face. They're just Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Who am I kidding? I look like I'm passing away.
Speaking of looking, Zach and I had sex in front of a mirror in Seattle.
Brave.
Big mistake.
Large mishap. Hasn't been the same since. I'll tell you what. I've been sucking in a lot since that. I had to bring a pillow because there was a lot of swinging low. I'm like, I thought I looked hot on top. Tub of goo.
Oh boy.
Tub of
goo. Dude, it's hard to look hot on top. The women in porn don't get enough credit for their athleticism.
I cannot believe the women in porn must work out 9,000 times a day.
Yeah.
I was like, there's the way their body doesn't shake, it doesn't jiggle.
To look hot during sex is a feat in
itself.
It is
unreal.
I've noticed a couple times a man is looking at me and it feels like he's about to laugh and I never know why. But I
Yeah, I'm like, Zoom, it's, yeah, I'm why like, do you look like that?
I'm like, large chance it's my face.
Yeah,
it's
just hair glued
probably my face
with sweat, and you're like, isn't this hot? No,
I think I'm doing it in the dark for the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Pitch black.
No, the mirror's not good. Definitely mirror's not good.
And it was
bad
it also
idea.
Was like little squares.
Yeah.
So it was a bit,
oh,
so like,
it's all broken up and you're like seeing up. In different, a mosaic of just the worst parts of your body.
You got a boob bad. Over here, a boob over there.
It was Picasso.
I wish I was looking at the boobs. It was the torso.
Oh, yeah.
Middle section. Oh, boy. Oy.
Yeah.
Turning 39. I'm 38.
You're 38. No, you're turning 38.
We're tubing out over here.
Okay, let's wrap this up.
What are you up to? Where can people find you online or out in the world?
I am Inessa Comedy, I-N-E-S-S-A, comedy everywhere. I'm in LA. I'm doing shows. I got it. It's all on my Instagram.
It's mm-hmm. all there. Go follow Inessa and follow the podcast at Slobs Pod. And follow us on YouTube. We put the whole, this is all on YouTube. Yeah. You're missing it if you're just listening to audio. And I will be, we'll both be doing a live Slobs at Houston Riot Comedy Festival mm-hmm. at the end of March. And you can get day passes to that as well, or full passes. And I'm in Seattle April 15th and Portland April 16th and Vancouver April 17th and then some other shit, but I'll plug that later.
Yeah. And it's attractive to be vulnerable. And you don't have to count someone out just because they have diarrhea a little more than others. It's fine. There's still parts of me that are very sexy.
I love the PSA at the end. Okay.
That's going to be a clip.
Sure. Where am I? When is this coming out?
In 2 weeks, on the 13th, I think.
Okay. I am in
right
Birmingham, Alabama at Stardome.
Dude, you're doing the Stardome?
I am. I'm in Houston Riot Fest, 24th and 26th. Then I'm in Kansas City, 31st weekend. And then April 1st weekend, I'm doing... I'm still in Kansas City. Then I'm doing a one-nighter at Flappers on April 8th.
Hey,
be there.
Flap it up in Burbank.
If you didn't see her in the round, which you should have.
And then I'm in Vermont the week after. Anyways.
Vermont.
I'm never sleeping again.
Yeah. Go see Steph because
this might be the last time.
she may not make it through the summer.
I might not.
All right. Well, we love you. Stay slobby. And hey, diarrhea is okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Follow the podcast at Slobs Pod.
Follow me at Steph Tolev.
Follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comedy.